This is a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast. This is AboveTopSecret.com member Magic replying to the Saddened Elf on the topic of concerning Hyvinae. I am thrilled for you. And by the way, this is not an unusual story. You mentioned, you start off with a series and the first disc, the first four episodes are just, the cute little Rakkas, wakes up and gets her wings and her halo and then, gets introduced to the communicator and, and discovers life in the small town of Guri, and it's all just very cute. One of my favorite episodes from that, by the way, is the Kana episode, because I'm a Kana fanboy. My old homies out there on the Old Home Bulletin Board know me as the president and charter member of the Kana Fanboy Association. So obviously I like episode 4, because that's where we get to find out a little bit more about Kana and that she's not quite as one-dimensional as characters like her usually are. Then disc 2, that's where it gets interesting. In episode 6, that's where just everything changes. And then the whole tone of the series gets very dramatic, and it really gets hardcore, too. Oh, man, I'm really excited. Whenever I hear someone is about to watch this series, particularly as they're starting to get towards the final episode, there's just a little thrill that I get from that, because this show is very deceptive. People think, I'm reminded of the famous case on Amazon.com. One of their reviewers there, Charles Solomon, notoriously panned the series on the basis of reviewing the first disc, which just has the first four episodes. And he said, yeah, it's pretty predictable where this is going to go. Rock is going to try and find a way to get outside the walls. And, he had this whole scenario worked out, which is completely wrong. And in fairness to Charles Solomon, if you are reviewing just the first four episodes, you're reviewing a different show than what the whole series actually gives you. By the time you get to episode 13, it is a wild ride, I assure you. And that last episode, I mentioned it in the thread, it's not just some of the best anime I've seen, it's some of the best cinema I've seen. And I just, there's not much I can say about it without spoiling it, other than to say, when you finished watching that last episode, the rest of the series is not going to look at all the same to you. You'll go right back to episode 1 and everything, you're going to see things you never saw in episode 1 before. And that's one of the things, I mean, it's funny because I know a lot of people who, generally respect my taste and judgment, and granted, I'm unique in my own way. And then they find out that I've watched this show. I'm like, in fact, I'm probably a little farther along than where you are in my 44th viewing. And I'm taking my time. I've seen it 43 other times, so I know how the show goes. and so they figure this is some kind of anomaly in my taste. Like, oh, okay, this is like one of those weird things about magic that no one can explain. And it's funny to me that they don't necessarily consider that maybe I've got a reason for loving this show as much as I do. And like I said, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I really do recommend that anyone who might be interested in it, watch it at least once. And I promise that once you've seen the whole thing through, and especially that last episode, I think you'll have a much greater degree of respect for what this story is really all about. And it leaves you with a lot of questions. And what's cool is, one of my favorite movies is a movie by Bryan Singer called The Usual Suspects. And in that movie, the lead character is played by I probably said too much right there, the lead player. But anyway, it's a story where Kevin Spacey plays a guy named Verbal Kent, and he's recounting what happens. And, you know, it's got a surprise ending. And when you've seen the surprise ending, you go back and you look through and you see the movie again, and it looks completely different. There's other things, I think, like The Outsiders and stuff like that. So this is that kind of a show. It's got an ending that puts the whole rest of the series in a different light. And like I said, I just had to hop on and do a podcast about this when I found out you're going to finish off the series because, yeah, you know, you think you know where this show's going to go, and it's like, no, not really. I mean, there's some things that are pretty predictable about it. I mean, there's aspects of the way the show ends that are pretty predictable, but there's just elements of this that I remember back when I first watched the show. And, you know, I was thinking it was just going to be a cute little show about Hibernate, and it is. That's what's cool about it. But there's a little more to the story, and and so that's, anyway, I'll stop droning on. I just got to tell you that I'm thrilled that you're going to give the show a try. And for anyone that's listening to this, if you've only seen, like, the first few episodes, and you're just thinking, like, episode 3, oh, carrots and pancakes, woohoo! Or episode 5, let's put labels on some library books, and you're just, yeah, okay, and this is going on for how many more episodes? Now, those are all background episodes, and I find them very charming. I really do enjoy the first disc, but the meat of the series begins around the middle, and man, what a finish. I really love the ending. So it's, a question of taste. Anyway, I'll go ahead and play us out with a little bit more Hibernate music. And, again, congratulations on taking another look at this series. I think you're going to be pleased with what you see. And maybe not, you know, that's all, that's cool. But, oh, man, especially that last episode. I just think about people seeing that last episode for the first time, and I'm just like, oh, man, I envy you. I just envy you seeing that for the first time, because it's special. It really is. Anyway, this is In Magic with the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast reply to the Saddened Elf on the topic concerning Hibernate.